Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Ramon Ray being back on the show. Ramon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to, coming up on 10 years now. We're going to celebrate his 10th anniversary real soon.
Wow.
As a member of our Brain Trust, he's a marketing and technology evangelist and the regional development director for the New York area for Infusionsoft. He's the editor of an outstanding technology and entrepreneurial magazine, online magazine, and the author of a number of books. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed. Jim, thank you so much. 10 years, we should have a birthday cake, but thank you for having me, and thank you for thinking I have something useful to say, so thank you.
Well, and smallbiztechnology.com, folks, is how you find him online, and I really encourage you to stay close to Ramon. Ramon, I was just bragging on you to the audience in the previous segment, how smart you are, and all the cool things you know that we need to know, some of the new stuff that some of us old heads out here who remember when business was pretty simple. It's not that simple anymore. There's a lot of all kinds of new stuff, but that new stuff also brings new opportunities.
Yes.
And so you're pretty good at blending the old with the new. What do you think we should do?
Yeah, I mean, Jim, it's funny you said that. The scenario happened with my wife. This is a consumer example, but I think the similar thing is for businesses. She had an old phone. I mean, she's used it for two, mm-hmm. three, 4 years, and it battery issues and all kind of other issues. I recently bought her another phone, if I can name the brand if you want, but another popular phone. And my point to that experience, Jim, because guess what? I bought myself a new phone as well, and I'm the technology evangelist. And I think the thing, mm-hmm. Jim, that I'm finding is that many people in our audience are holding on to the old technology they have. There's nothing wrong with old school ways. That's you're the king of that, Jim. But you got to upgrade new technology. You'll find it's faster, better, more efficient, depending, of course, if it's hardware or phone or software. That's what I want to talk about
today.
Well,
I'll have you know, Mr. Ray, that I am the owner of a Galaxy S4.
Which I am, too.
Well, I'm glad you were able to follow my lead, Ramon.
Yes, I was.
And guess what I did? I traded my iPhone in for an S4.
Now, that's interesting. Now, I just bought my wife now the iPhone 5S. And for me, Jim, yeah. It's not about the technology first and foremost. My message is, please just upgrade to newer technology that fits
right.
your need.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else. I even go farther than that. For the last 3 years, I've been telling small business owners, if you don't have a smartphone, of course, this advice is going to go away pretty soon because everybody will have a smartphone. You can't buy a dumb phone before too long. But I said, if you don't own a smartphone, you don't know what your customer expectations are.
Right. No, that is so true, Jim. And I think especially for phones, for mobile technology, I think you'll find that the smartphone is more than just to talk and to tweet and play Angry Birds. But the apps
right.
that are available, Jim, I see a day when the phone might even be free or very low cost, and you pay for the apps. More and more of us, as I know you know, are using tools like Dropbox and Evernote and TripIt to mm-hmm. run our businesses and to make our lives more productive. You just can't do that on older technology. You just can't do it.
Well, let me tell you something. My audience knows that my gray hair is not premature. And so I've been around a long time. And so in the last 2 years, I went from a print edition of the Wall Street Journal to the app on my tablet, my iPad.
Right.
But now I read the Wall Street Journal on my smartphone.
Yes, and I do the same thing.
Who would have thought I would be doing that, you know, in a two-year span? So here's my point. See, these are now my new expectations as a customer of the Wall Street Journal.
Right, exactly, and that's a good point.
So what are your customer expectations, folks? that you know, and are you meeting them? Are you helping them out? If the Wall Street Journal hadn't created an app, a mobile app, I might be reading something else.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. And I think for business owners, Jim, if they're not meeting the expectation of their customer, I think it's only a mouse click or a car drive away to the next competitor. So I think point one, that's important,
that's right.
the expectation. And I think for yourself, are you being as productive as possible? And one other thing I want to throw in, Jim, for those who are still old school, guess what I also recently bought, Jim? I bought a brand new notebook for the year to take notes with a pen and paper. But I'm taking those notes and storing them at Evernote. So there's a blend, Jim, of the world of writing
and
analog.
So you're taking electronic notes.
No, paper notes in a regular notebook, in a paper notebook of a meeting. It's kind of rude, I think, to be looking down and typing.
I agree with it. No, I still, that's what I do. I use paper notes. Yeah, I take.
Right.
We still buy legal pads in my office.
And my point is, though, the blend of being able to use the analog old school method of taking notes, which I think is a good discipline, but saving it and storing it to a tool like Evernote or some other tool.
Tell the audience how you do that.
Take out my camera, take a picture of the page or multiple pages. Evernote can combine pages. I save it up to Evernote. I hit a button that says upload to Evernote. I can tag it. I can annotate it. And the thing about Evernote is that I can just save it as an image, or I can save it in a certain way that Evernote can read my handwriting if it's neat, and also search it through that way. So you have now, Jim, an archive at the end of the year, end of the month, of where you've been, what's happened, to go back and reach out and touch people.
But you have to have a smartphone that will operate Evernote.
Correct. Exactly. And there's other tools as well.
I don't use this app. I need to get that. That is not something I've done before. So just go to Evernote.com?
Yep. Evernote.com. Or on your phone, of course, go to the App Store in your whatever phone you are, Android or Apple, whatever it is.
But if I see something on my screen, on my laptop, I could do the same thing, couldn't I?
Yes. Correct. And Evernote syncs, which is nice, so you can have the data on your PC, on your phone, or, of course, on your notepad. And again, Jim, Evernote's great, but so many other tools that do this similar type of technology. And my point, I just encourage small business owners to leverage it to make their days more productive.
Right. And I'll tell you, folks, as I say in my new book, The Age of the Customer, mobile computing was not any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future. What do you think, Ramon?
I think it's 100%. I think that mobile goes on. We've talked about this before, but how you're using the phone, are your web pages optimized for viewing on mobile devices? Are you able to operate as efficiently, as I say, out of your office as you can in your office? Mobile is the way to go. And, Jim, you said it best. Your customers expect it.
That's exactly right, folks. More and more. And more of your older customers are expecting it. Ramon Ray is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Oh, Lord, stuck in a low die up here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.